Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moving right along here. 8 o'clock on this Tuesday night, February 18th. This is WFAN 101.9 FM. You're listening to Keith McPherson. We call this KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show. I opened up just talking about who's got it better than the Mets right now. You know, they've got the richest owner in the sport. People in my chat comparing him to the new George Steinbrenner, which I can't stand. I get it, though. He's not like George as far as his temperament. He's not like George as far as his moves. But when you're talking money and you're talking about spending, I get that. You know, he called out the fans in a way, challenged the fans today, because there's still time for fans to buy season tickets and show up to support the team. And he's looking for that ROI, that return on his investment. This is a billionaire that didn't get there for no reason. This is a billionaire that, you know, has made plenty of moves and seen those moves turn fruitful. And I think he expects the same thing with his ball club. And I can't fault him for that. 888-808-1019. You want an owner like that. You want someone that's willing to spend. You know, I saw the St. Lucie Mets put out that 1,700 fans showed up to the first day of workouts. So it's working. The rebrand is on. But, you know, I was reading the article earlier today in Sports Illustrated about, you know, Steve Cohen saying, this is because I want a winning team. I want to get the best team I can on the field. The Mets' current projected payroll is approximately $325 million, second in baseball to the Dodgers. After an offseason that included giving Juan Soto the richest contract in professional sports history, you know, it's going to go up. This is well over the highest competitive balance tax threshold of $301 million, which comes with a 60% surcharge on every dollar spent over that mark, widely referred to as the Cohen tax, in honor of the Mets owner. And he chuckled at that today. He said, I'd like to get below the, air quotes, the Cohen tax. We sure it's about me? There's a lot of Cohens out there. Joe is in Ho-Ho Coos on the fan. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Keith? Great show as usual, man. I was listening to the Odyssey app, and hopefully your kid is feeling better. I heard he was sick. He had the D word a couple of days ago, so hopefully he's feeling better.
I just forgot. We pulled through that. It was trying. But he's a baby, and he eats garbage, and he touches everything and everyone. So, yeah we're good. Thanks for checking on that.
Yeah, man, I know what it's like. We became parents around the same time. But anyway, I was listening to the intro, and I don't know if you're trolling or not, but I think it's a great time to be a Mets fan, just from the aspect of, you know, I'm a longtime Mets fan. I'm used to my owner being Jeff Wilpon and Fred Wilpon, who we never had a seat at the table for all of these elite free agents. And now, the fact that we can even talk to Juan Soto, the fact that we can, you know, even bring up the conversation of Vladimir Guerrero possibly being a Met, I think it's a great time to be a Met fan. And with these, you know, with him investing money, you know, we want those expectations. And if you just look at the numbers as well, every time the Mets only made the playoffs back to back, I think one time, 1999 and 2000. But the year after, the attendance always goes up. The fans always come out that second season. And last year, we have to remember, the Mets had just, it was an evaluate season. There wasn't that much hype. You know, Stearns was just evaluating what he had. You know, we had a bad start, like you mentioned, but there's so much more hype this season, along with making the playoffs last year, along with Juan Soto. You know, I, as a Mets fan, I expect that for that attendance to go up. And I have another quick question, if you don't mind.
Hmm?
And I have another quick question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I know BT and Sal were talking about better lineups. I know I respect your baseball opinion. Who do you think has the better baseball lineup between the Mets and Yankees? I think it's the Mets.
Not even a question. And like, you know,
okay.
I don't understand why Mets fans are comparing themselves to the Yankees and vice versa outside of us just being in the same echo chamber. You got to compare your lineup to the Braves, to the Phillies.
It's true.
You know, to the National League. You'll face the Yankees for the first time in May. Who knows what it'll be like then? Maybe we'll both be in first place, maybe not. But it's not even a question if you ask me who has the better lineup. The Yankees lost Juan Soto. The Mets added Juan Soto. The Mets brought back Pete Alonso, right? Giancarlo Stanton, who was arguably the second best hitter in the Yankees lineup, he's not going to be there. The Yankees are willingly going into the season with a question mark at third base and three guys that might not even be able to hit 200. Those are the guys competing for third base. It's not even a question. We're banking on Paul Goldschmidt to turn back the clock. We're banking on Bellinger to be an all-star. We're banking on young guys like Volpe and Wells to show growth and maturity. We're literally banking on a rookie and Jason Dominguez to be an everyday pro-level player. It's not close, if you ask me.
Agreed, and I agree with you as well. I think when you, I'm a Mets fan, but even going to Yankee Stadium, you have so many other bars to go outside the stadium, and it's just a better experience where right now Citi Field does not have it. But once, if they get that betting license or whatever, he's just going to add to it, to the environment around it, where it could possibly be a better environment for fans to go and have a good time. But thank you for the phone call, and you have a good night, man.
Thanks for the call, Joe. How long is that going to take? I know he was speaking about how expensive it is to build parking lots and parking. How long is it going to take? That's part of the rebrand. That's part of the change. How many World Series are the Mets going to win before the casino is built? We don't know. And I like how you started the call. I don't know if you're trolling or not. I'm getting good at this. It is a great time to be a Mets fan, but I obviously say it tongue-in-cheek. The games haven't started yet. All of this is great on paper. All of this is great in theory. All of this is dandy and fine until you lose the first series of the year or you lose on opening day or you have a slow start, which is historically we've seen. I mean, we've seen the Yankees lose on opening day as well. And I go back to that. Enough of the back and forth with the Yankees had the Mets had a better offseason than the Yankees. Duh. The literal, like, you have a top five player that went from one team to the other. Just that swing. but it doesn't matter, right? And I jokingly said for the Yankee fans, we got to stand down. Made it to the World Series, but embarrassed. Wait, made it to the World Series. It's funny, I saw a post today. Someone posted on Twitter, and it just made me laugh. And I'm like, oh, man, this is just going to go into my open and some of the other stuff that I'm going to talk about tonight. They post a picture of a Dick's Sporting Goods, Jordan Simpson at J.R. Simpson Music. And he said, I remember as a kid looking for Mets gear only to find the section dominated by Yankees gear. Times have changed. LGM. And I laughed and I'm like, yo, Mets fans right now are looking for anything to add to the big bro, little bro argument besides winning. Besides, like, we're not there yet, right? We can't look at our records yet. We can't look at the run differential yet. We can't look at the standings yet. We can't look at, we can look at history. But instead, we're looking at Dick's Sporting Goods displays where you just took the picture from the side that they set up the store with a bunch of Mets jerseys. And I'm like, the display is one thing. That could be the manager's preference. That could be based off the location of the store. It could be closer to Citi Field than Yankee Stadium. That could be based off of how many Mets fans go in there and buy stuff. Because I went to 3 Dick's Sporting Goods in October. And I was looking for World Series merch. I didn't see any Mets NLCS merch in any of the Dick's Sporting Goods in Jersey that I stopped by. So what are we talking about? We're looking for anything, right? We're looking for anything to point to say that the Mets are big brother now. And the only thing you can point to, you can't even point to sweeping the Yankees in the Subway Series last year. Because if I said it once, I've said it 100 times. The Yankees don't care about the Subway Series. They don't. I hope that they care a little more now that Juan Soto is on that side. I hope that the players play up because the fans are going to be a little bit more passionate having a villain on one side. I hope they care this year. I hope that we go into those games and they're not like, ah, yeah, put Jamai Jones at leadoff and J.D. Davis as the cleanup hitter. Carlos Narvaez or whoever the hell was catching those games, right? Underestimated the Mets because they didn't care. They know, like we all know, you could get swept by the Mets in the Subway Series and then make it to the World Series and the Mets will be at home watching. And so again, I say, don't call me and tell me that the Mets have a better lineup or ask me who I think has a better lineup. It doesn't matter. The Yankees are in a quote-unquote cakewalk American League that's supposed to be so easy for them to just go through. I don't believe that. It's year to year. And I watch them every year stumble. I watch them every year collapse. I watch them every year fold. But then they figure it out. It's a long season. 888-808-1019. Rich is in the Bronx next. What's up, Rich?
Hey, can you hear me, Keith?
I got you.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? First time, long time, man.
Thanks.
Great show. I just wanted to touch on your comments before, you know, with Cohen. And I know it was a big talk today. I'm a season ticket holder in the Bronx. I love going to games. I've been to Citi Field a couple times, and I understand, you know, I don't know. I think it's a clown comment from Cohen, you know, to challenge his fans like that. You know, why would they want to come out, you know, when he's speaking to them, kind of speaking down on them like they're not supporting, you know, and he's only been here a couple years.
They're going to come out. I don't think there's one Mets fan that hears that and says, you know what, now I'm staying home. They have Juan Soto on this team. They brought Pete back. What he's saying is, look what I've done. Like, what do I get in return for, like, let's talk about this as well. The Mets will never out-earn the Yankees. And I will literally say never. They won't. Because, like, the Yankees have been doing this for years and it hasn't changed. Like, the profit that the Yankees make is so far and beyond the Mets. Like, this guy is paying for this stuff out of his pocket. He's coming in with his billions. So that's why he feels the way he feels. And I feel like it's okay. But I think it's interesting and I feel like it's a little bit out of touch because it's expensive to go to games.
I have one more question for you, if it's all right.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
You spoke about, like, you know, the jerseys that they're giving out and this and that. Have you heard about the Yankees giveaways? No. I'm excited this year in May. They're giving out Visine supporting Aaron Judge eye drops. And Elmer's Glue is giving away Garrett Cole's sticky pack. It's our town now, brother. Let's go, Mets!
That was well done. He said Visine and sticky tack. like I could laugh at the joke. But yeah, we'll see how those jokes play when the games start. It's not your town. Not by any stretch. There are more people watching the Yankees on TV and in the stadium. They make more money than the Mets. Let's see. It won't change overnight. It won't happen overnight. It's going to take a long time for that casino to be built. It's going to take a long time to overcome your own history. That simple. There's some type of weird cosmic energy around the Mets every year. Grimace was able to knock some of it down last year, but they're going away from the gimmicks. Now you just got to go out there and play baseball with a target on your back. Now you got to go out there and actually be the man. Now you got to go out there and be the Yankees, right? Now you got to be Big Bro. And that's tough to do, man. That's tough to do. I watch the Yankees every year predicted to come out of the American League, get to the World Series, fall short. They did it last year. And I heard Judge say, you know, losing in the World Series like that is the worst feeling than 82 and 80. Yeah. And so my fear with the Yankees is like, okay, now, like the bar is always World Series. But the year after you make it to the World Series, you got to get back and win the World Series. Imagine losing back-to-back World Series. Imagine losing back-to-back to the same team. Yikes. Imagine not making the postseason after you make the World Series. Or being a DS out, or imagine a reality where the Mets make it to the World Series the year after you. and you're not there to meet them. All of these are possibilities as we embark on another season. But as far as all of the crowning and like Rich just said, it's our town now, brother. No, it ain't. It doesn't work like that. 888-808-1019. You can't just proclaim these things. You got to go out there and do it. And you don't get to play, Rich. I don't get to play, Rich. We're going to watch. We're going to go to games. We're going to talk about it. Who's pitching for the Mets, bro? Who's pitching for the Mets? That's a weakness of the team. As we talk about Frankie Montas and the lat strain, and then, you know, as Steve Cohen is talking about the payroll and the Cohen tax, you gave $34 million to Frankie Montas. That was a mistake. We can literally write that as mistake. Chink in the armor. False move. Frankie Montas wasn't here. He didn't have to be here. You could have passed on him. The Yankees certainly did. What if one of your other starting pitchers goes down, like one of the three guys that you expect to be ace, like Kodai Senga, Sean Manaea, David Peterson? What if one of them goes down? You're going to be relying on Paul Blackburn or Griffin Canning in a division with the Braves, in a division with the Phillies, in a division where, like, yeah, you're going to get everybody's best shot. That's one thing I know as a Yankee fan, too. They can never let their guard down. In Yankee Stadium, on the greatest stage, guys like, I don't know, C.J. Abrams and the Nationals want to come in and ball out against the Yankees. And then when they go on the road, you know, wherever they go and the Yankee fans follow and help sell out those visiting ballparks, they get everybody's best shot. That is what the Mets are walking into. Is this roster ready for that? Is this second-year manager ready for that? Are the fans ready for that? I'm ready. Wellesy in Connecticut back on the Fan. No relation to Austin Wells.
Hey! Kate McIntosh, the radio, Mike, what's up, brother?
What up?
Hey, listen, you know, I felt bad for that last caller. That was weak. But anyways, you know, I'm a Yankees fan, but I have a solution to Mr. Cohen's problem. You know, I'm in sales and marketing, I'm, you know, for 30 years, but it's very simple. Kids that are under 12 years old, let them in for free, okay? You want to pack the house? They make their money on the concessions, okay? The merch, the food. Let the kids in for free. You're a billionaire. Age 12 and under. Guess what? You know, that is right there a huge... Believe me, I'm a Yankee fan. But at the end of the day, it's all about the young people learning the sport, understanding the sport. But Mr. Cohen should basically fire his whole marketing and sales staff. Because that's my specialty. Now, if he wants to reach out to Wellesy, you know, hey, I'm open, you know?
I don't know the age. I think under four, maybe, is free for kids. You don't need an actual ticket.
Whatever it is, you know what I mean? Because, again, it's not really about the ticket. It's about when they're there and spending money. Think about the
I know
food,
they do, you know, a lot of camp deals. They definitely have camp days where there are a bunch of kids from New York City camps that go out there. They'll never make it free for 12 under. That's way too many
kids. Well, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying. The concept is there where you can recoup. Believe me when I tell you, it's purely just simple marketing to the when kids go to a ball game, it's exciting. They want a jersey, want a hat, they want every type of food, whatever it is, you know. And that's really just a simple marketing strategy. Test it out, try it, whatever it is, but they will definitely capitalize. They will be able to capitalize on it. But other than that, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to a great season for the Yankees. I just hope that, you know, we don't have to listen to this back and forth about who's king of New York and blah, blah, blah. We know who it is, right?
We do, I thought. Thanks for the call, Wellesy. But it's just, you know, little brother punching up, and they're going to continue punching up, and they're going to punch up with things that, like, don't matter. Like I cited a Dick's Sporting Goods display just had more Mets stuff. Maybe they ordered more Mets stuff. Maybe they sold more Mets stuff. So maybe the manager of that Dick's Sporting Goods is a Mets fan, and he decided, hey, I want to really trick out this Mets gear spot. We've got a lot of good players now, and there's Soto merch, and there's a City Connect jersey. That's not something that you write home about. Yankees don't care about that stuff. Like, that's, you know, that's the difference between the Yankees as well. There's not any gimmicks. It's about winning. It's about winning or nothing else. They made it to the World Series. Nobody's celebrating it. Mets fans are celebrating making it to the NLCS as if it's a guarantee. And as I talk about the bar for the Yankees now being getting back to the World Series and winning it, what's the bar for the Mets? 888-808-1019. What's the bar for the Mets fans? Just making the postseason? You'll be content with just back-to-back postseason appearances. No. You got to get back to the NLCS and win it. You have to get to the World Series this year with the highest paid player in the sport, with the guy that was runner-up in the NL MVP, with the guy that should have won Manager of the Year, with one of the best closers in the game, with a bunch of other talented young players and experienced players, and the richest owner in the sport, and one of the most highly regarded presidents of baseball operation. You're looked at as one of the best teams in baseball. You're expected to get to the World Series. If you're out in the wild card, and the Yankees advance past the wild card, Yankee fans have the last laugh. Again, 888-808-1019. Ray is in Babylon on the fan. Go for it, Ray.
Hi, thanks for having me, Keith. Just a quick question. Have you and your wife and your kid picked a football team yet?
No, we're in free agency. I mean, I grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan. I just have no attachment to Jerry Jones. I could go back, but I consider myself a free agent. My wife was a Patriots fan. When Tom Brady left, she kind of fell off with them. My son is a Paw Patrol fan, Elmo fan, Bluey fan. That's about it.
All right. But I hope it's not the Jets. As a long-suffering Jet fan, I just hope it doesn't go for the white and green.
It could be. This is a new regime for the Jets. I'm going to talk about the Jets later. They might get Cam Ward.
Keith, having raised a Jet fan is child abuse. Don't do it. My poor boy, he's 24 years old. I feel bad for the kid. In any event, let's talk about New York City. You got the Empire State Building. You got the Brooklyn Bridge. You got Times Square. And what do you have? Yankee Stadium. So there is nothing that Cohen can do to change the fact that the Yankees are a New York destination. They just are. Last year I was in Kenya. I was with the Maasai Mara in the middle of nowhere, and people came out of their homes in the most hinterland rural area of Africa with Yankee hats. They are a brand that will never, ever, ever be eclipsed by the Mets. And as far as getting fannies in the seats in Citi Field, Lugie had a great, great monologue today about the fact that it's hard to get to Citi Field. There's nothing to do there after the game. It's just a matter of convenience getting there. Now, do I think Met fans are great fans? They are. Do I think Met fans watch the games? They do. On TV, in bars, where it's convenient. So as far as this whole thing of, you know, the Mets punching up, it's always going to be that way. I just don't envision the Yankee brand ever, no matter how, even if the Mets win back-to-back World Series. How are they going to move Citi Field from Flushing into one of the places you got to visit in New York? It's never going to happen.
Yeah, there's just a lot of – thanks for the call, Ray. There are a lot of things historically, geographically, that can't be changed. The Mets can't catch up to the amount of World Series that the Yankees have. Like, you talk about the Yankee hat. They're like, you may disagree. They're just cooler Yankee fans. Straight up, think about how many people rock that Yankee hat and make that Yankee. Jay-Z said, I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. Like, he helped. But then also iconic Yankees like a Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter disagrees. Derek Jeter thinks he made the Yankee hat famous during that time that Jay-Z came up. You don't see as many celebrities, rappers, actors wearing the Met hat. Across the globe, they wear it as a fashion statement. And it's always fashionable because you're representing the pinstripes, the road grays, the 27-time New York Yankees, the 27-time champion New York Yankees. Bom, 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 bom. When you show up to Yankee Stadium, people want to see the murals. They want to see the legend spray painted out there. They want to hear the four train go over their heads. They want to go to all the bars. You show up on opening day, yo, we're out there at 8 in the morning. Now opening day is at 3. We're going to be saucy by the time they throw that first pitch at 3. And then you want to talk about after the game, dancing in the street, partying in the street. I saw a little bit of that at Citi Field after they, you know, they beat the Mets. And I really don't even know. I guess by the train. But Yankee Stadium caters to that. Stans has a whole outside area. Twins is outside. Billy's is a mega club outside the ballpark. Until the Yankees don't have that and the Mets do, it's just, it is what it is. It's brick and mortar. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I want to sprinkle in the other team that chants Yankees suck randomly and what's going on in Beantown and some other stories and things going on in Major League Baseball. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding. Thanks for watching live on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube. Keith McPherson on the Fan, another 5 hour KM to AM. I'm in here watching Yankees Hot Stove. I'm in here looking at a bunch of different things in the baseball world. The Boston Red Sox have a Netflix show coming out in April on their 2024 baseball season. A mid-baseball season, they were 500. They weren't good at all. And I think I made a joke that I'm only going to watch that documentary for the grand slam that Judge hit against them I didn't go to that game. It was later in the year. I remember that was the most FOMO. You know, that's another thing about going to these games now. Like, I'm so addicted to going to games. I remember thinking, like, I was going to have a baby and not go to that many games. And obviously my wife is like, no, I understand. You got to be at the game and you want to go to the game. Go to as many games as you can. And, I mean, this year with the Yankees playing deep in October, I think I went to the most games I ever went to. I think I went to well over 50 games this year. And then you always get that FOMO feeling, right? If you're fortunate enough to go to the game and you're in New York and you can take the train there, or, you know, like me, my job doesn't start till 11 p.m., so I can go to the game and get to work on time. Man, when Judge hit that grand slam against the Red Sox, I was like, yo. Like, that was postseason energy, right? Wish I could have been there. And, you know, the Red Sox, they are in a dramatic situation right now. Like, all the drama is hitting 2025. Tristan Casas, and I understand Tristan Casas. Tristan Casas was in the promo for this 2024 Netflix special that's going to be out there. And, you know, he's cursing up a storm. He grounds out and he's talking down on himself. He's talking about how vulnerable you are going out there and whatever. But he was asked today about Alex Bregman and about Rafael Devers. So if you're not familiar with those guys, Rafael Devers is a $300 million man who signed with the Red Sox. And I guess the former GM, Chaim Bloom, promised him that he'd be at third base through the rest of his career. And he's not the best third baseman. I think I saw he was negative 62 in defensive runs saved over his time at third base. And I have a stat here. Rafael Devers has nearly twice the amount of errors at third base on his record as Alex Bregman since he's been in the league, which is almost the most in MLB during that span. At third base, Devers has committed 141 errors since 2017, which is the most in baseball. That's double Bregman's 72 errors at third base. Well, Alex Cora comes out and says, hey, Chaim is in St. Louis now. And you know what? If you're getting paid $300 million, you're going to do what your employer says. And you're going to do what's best for the team. But yesterday, they straight up asked him, what would you do if they wanted to move you to first base or DH? And Devers straight up said, no, I played third base. So they've got a little trouble in paradise, a little trouble in Beantown. Alex Bregman has no problems, right? Alex Bregman will play second base. He's going to tap into being the new Dustin Pedroia. But Tristan Casas, who's at first base and could potentially be losing his spot if Devers plays some first base, he came out today and he doubled down on what Rafi Devers had to say. He said, I think Bregman should play second. Rafael Devers is my third baseman. And then there's also this kid, Christian Campbell, coming up. I was just looking into him recently. And Christian Campbell has been playing second base and wants his crack at second base. I love it, man. I was on the night that they paid Bregman, and I said this was a late overreaction, overpay. This might have been Alex Cora and his connection with Bregman out in Houston. Now there's some trouble in paradise right before the season. And I think it's funny, right, how teams are covered. Marcus Stroman says, I'm a starter, I'm a starter, I'm a starter. How dare he, a 10-year starter in this league, say he's a starter and doesn't want to pitch out of the bullpen? Rafael Devers says he's a third baseman. His manager comes right out and says, you know, that, I don't care what he was told. Like, we're going to do what's best for the team. And, you know, other players back him up. So they've got some issues up there in Boston. I wouldn't sign up and say that they're that much of a threat to the Yankees, but they have a decent lineup. They have a decent roster. And another thing now, in the division with the Blue Jays, you know, we all know that it's a foregone conclusion. Vladdy's leaving. He's done. They got to throw a lot of money at Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in free agency to fend off other teams. I think that the Red Sox are definitely going to be a player. And obviously we know here the Mets are going to be a player. And here we go, Mets fans. When the season starts this year, you will open up Friday, April 4th. Saturday, April 5th, and Sunday, April 6th, there will be a Juan Soto player's pin given out on Saturday. There will be a 2025 schedule picture frame on Sunday. And you'll get to see, potentially, your 2026 first baseman, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., in person. And he's got a flair for the dramatic. He likes playing in New York. He hates the Yankees. You guys are going to love him. Mike is in Wilmington, North Carolina on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, pal?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, everybody thinks that this Juan Soto trade, it's an automatic bid to the World Series. But I just want to go back to 2023 when you got Tatis Jr., Soto, Machado, Bogart, Cronenworth, all on the same team with awesome pitching. They went 82-80 that year. So having this guy doesn't mean anything. He's just an overpaid player.
Yeah, there was a little turmoil there, too, as I'm talking about Trouble in Paradise and some egos. And got, like, there was a little issue in their clubhouse with Machado, with Tatis, Soto. I don't know who was responsible for it. I've heard only really good things about Soto in the clubhouse. But we did see, you know, Judge talk about, hey, I tried to reach out to him. He changed his number. Soto just cold-blooded left the Yankees, didn't reach out to any of his teammates, didn't have any type of communication with those guys. So maybe he's a little cold. Maybe he's a little standoffish. I don't expect him to be like that with the Mets, but you're 100% correct when you say Juan Soto isn't just your ticket to the World Series or the postseason. I think I made the joke the other night. He's due to miss the postseason. He's been in the postseason like every other year, if you go back and look. So you need a lot more than Juan Soto. Thanks for the call, Mike. That's why I ask, who is going to pitch? Juan Soto's not going to pitch. He's not even going to pitch in a blowout. Who's going to pitch if you lose one of your top three guys to injury? You're in trouble. If Clay Holmes is not an effective starter, you're in trouble. If you actually have to rely on Paul Blackburn and Griffin Canning and Tylor McGill, those days you're going to have to score 7-8 runs in the cold. Lindor traditionally starts off slow. Is he going to be hot out of the gate? The Mets absolutely need to win out of the gate this year. That first homestand, they have to beat the Blue Jays and Marlins. Neither team is good. They have to take 2 out of 3 from both of those teams and start the season off right. And they'll face the Marlins in Miami. They'll actually face the Houston Astros and then the Marlins. They got to start off on the right foot or the narrative becomes louder or the conversation grows around, okay, yeah, Juan Soto, $800 million investment. You brought Pete back, and I can see it now. Nick is in Franklin Square on the fan. Go for it, Nick.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Talk about the Mets injuries and, well, actually, I have 2 points. I want to talk about the Mets injury on Frankie Montas and what direction you would go to. And then I have 1 point about the Yankees that I would like your opinion on.
Okay.
You want to start with the Mets?
Yes.
Okay, so which direction would you go to fix this Frankie Montas problem? How would you go about, because listen to me, plain and simple, this guy ain't coming, he ain't going to be around until July.
Yeah, because it's going to be a few months of just rest
it's
and repair, and he's got
to
ramp back up. And I was listening to C-Mac last night. He's like, he's still Frankie Montas when he comes back. Like, it's not like you're getting an ace back.
Exactly.
You go from a 6-man rotation to a 5-man rotation, and your president of baseball operations says he feels really good about the depth that he has, more so than last year. Jeremy Hefner and that pitching lab, they know who it's going to be, whether it's going to be Tylor McGill or Paul Blackburn or Griffin Canning. I would go Tylor McGill just because he's been here. Griffin Canning is coming over from the Angels. It might be too
terrible,
big from him. Paul Blackburn we saw for a little bit. I would go Tylor McGill and see what he's got.
Okay, and now my Yankees point. Now I know you're a diehard Yankee fan. I'm a Mets fan. How do you feel that the Yankees front office completely held out this whole entire offseason, knowing for the past 4 months that Giancarlo Stanton has not swung a bat in 4 months?
I mean, not great.
And that's your the Yankees' biggest weakness is the heart of that order. Not mentioning third base at all, but the middle of the order is the Yankees' big question mark. And now this guy hasn't swung a bat in 4 months.
Yeah, not great, but it's more of the same. Thanks for the call, Nick. And we'll bring some Yankee fans in at 888-808-1019. Tell me how you feel. And I talked about this last night. You know, they've known for a month that Stanton had this tennis elbow. More, Stanton said he was feeling it at the end of last season. I'll say a few things here. One, I'm not mad at Stanton. He is granted immunity for going Barry Bonds again, for going crazy again, for hitting home runs, winning games, stepping up. They throw him a fastball, it's leaving the ballpark. That guy was the ALCS MVP. I got nothing bad to say about him. When I say it's more of the same, I know he's injury prone. I know that he's breaking down. I know that he's 35 going on 36. And there's only going to be more problems like this. If it's not his legs, now it's his elbows. So I'm not mad at Giancarlo Stanton. I asked Yankee fans last night, who you mad at? You should be mad at Brian Cashman. You should be mad at the front office for not being more proactive about it. Brian Cashman told you last year, being hurt is part of his game. So if you know that, you knew that and you know that, there should have been some more urgency to go get a third baseman, whether it's trade or whether you're going to buy somebody. I was never interested in buying Alex Bregman. But I just think it's unfortunate that the Yankees made more money than they have in any other year by going to the World Series. They raked in the cash. I think it's unfortunate that they got to the World Series last year, embarrassed themselves, and then got mocked. And now they have to get back. Then they lose Juan Soto to their crosstown rival, and they just accept all of this stuff. And hey, did they pivot well? Hell yeah. Did they add talent to this team? Right on. On paper, in theory, defensively, are the Yankees a lot better with the additions of Max Fried, Devin Williams, Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, Fernando Cruz? Yeah. Yeah. But it may not be enough. And I think that, like, this is a time to push your chips in because Stanton is 35. How old is Cole? 34. How old is Judge? 32, I think, going on 33. Your window to win with these guys is closing. This could be the last year. Also, that American League is weak, right? The quote-unquote cakewalk. If I know that on paper I am better than everybody in the American League, I'm pushing the chips in even more. That's what the Dodgers did. The Dodgers got the smell in their nose of a parade, of a ring, of bringing a championship back to Dodger Stadium. And you know what their ownership did? Defer everybody. Put everybody on layaway. Put everybody on a payment plan. Give me Blake Snell, Roky Suzuki, Tanner Scott, Kirby Yates, Teoscar, come on down. You're back as well. Michael Conforto, how you doing? They will just keep stacking the deck because you know what? Spending the most money last year turned into a World Series for them. They went back to the same formula. Spend again. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't think, no, we have enough. They got to the World Series and won it throwing bullpen games. Their best player, highest paid player, was hurt. Otani was compromised. And the rest of the guys dragged them along to the finish line. So what did they do now? They got better. And I feel like the Yankees are better, yeah, defensively, but it's a philosophy change. You lose Juan Soto, you lose the World Series. Now Stanton, you're going to lose for maybe the first month or two of the season. How do you not hit the break glass in case of emergency button and go out there and trade for a Nolan Arenado? Or, you know, I'll play a clip later from Joel Sherman talking about going to get Carlos Correa. I know I was floating the idea about, you know, getting a key Brian Hayes. Some of you floated the idea of getting Justin Turner. But he was never shaving that bright red beard. He's going to the north side of Chicago. I think the Cubs are going to be decent too, Mets fans. So how do I feel about the Yankees knowing it's more of the same week? We always got to hope that they have enough. They're going to tell you DJ LeMahieu is healthy this year. And come on, bro. It's going to be, you know, and today I had an article go out. Shout out to Ryan for writing up the article where I was like, yo, now third base is more inflamed, more amplified. Now you have a hole at third base and at DH. You didn't have a bench last year in the World Series. You're pinch hitting Jose Trevino in a crucial spot. You're putting Oswaldo Cabrera in the game. Now, it becomes a pain point that you have mid versus unknown versus washed. Love the kid that Oswaldo Cabrera is. He's got a smile on his face. I've met the guy. He's come on my radio show. But, like, as a pro ball player, he's in the middle of the pack. I hope he can grow and take a step forward and be an everyday player that, you know, we can rally around and be clutch like he was at times in the beginning of the year, but I don't know that. We didn't even know what side of the plate he was going to hit from last year. Oswald Peraza is unknown. This is a kid that they threw into the fire and made the starting shortstop in the American League Championship Series against the eventual World Series champion Astros. And then he lost the shortstop job to Anthony Volpe, and he's been hurt and kind of just floating out there in the minors. And when he does get an opportunity to come up, he hits 188 and they send him back down. He is an unknown what he can be. I hope that guy takes a step forward and shows some growth as well. And, you know, DJ LeMahieu, I was reading some quotes about DJ today, meeting the media and talking to the media. He took 2 months off from swinging this offseason to reset his body. It's the longest he's gone without swinging that he can remember. He's lost a lot of sleep with the injuries and with the lack of production. He says it's tough to be the guy the team can't rely on at times. Yeah, this guy was automatic. This guy was the machine. This was the guy that you wanted up at the plate with runners in scoring position. Because it wasn't feast or famine. It wasn't homer or strikeout. It was this guy might hit it out of the ballpark. This guy might slap a single through. He might rip a double in the gap. He's like that. He's no longer like that. Now he's the at-bat that you dread. Now he's the at-bat that you close your eyes and you say, here we go, he's about to make the last out or ground into a double play. Fans call him DJ LeGround out. But the Yankees are going to try it again because he's on the books for $15 million this year and next year. I go back to what I said about them making moves that prohibit them from making other moves because they made the move for Stanton and they owe him this much money. They had to give DJ the X amount of years, 6 years to sign him. Well, we can't do anything else because we can't go over the luxury tax. The luxury tax is all the way over here on the left side as the one thing stopping the Yankees from pushing their chips all the way in. On the right side is the fact that they did get to the World Series last year but didn't finish the job. The fact that they were mocked by the Dodgers and should have something to prove, should be on a war path to get back to the World Series, prove the baseball world wrong. Their stars are aging. Their window for a championship is closing. The American League is weak where they could dominate and run through it again. You have about five things on the other side saying, push all your chips in and go for it. The time is now. And one thing on the other side saying, nope, we can't do that. Nope, we don't want to pay that luxury tax. 888-808-1019 for the Yankee fans to weigh in. Zach is in Clarkstown. What's up, Zach? You got it. You're in there.
Yeah, Keith, love your show. First of all, I want to say, why are the Mets and Yankees, yeah, big boy, little boy, why can't we just wait till the season starts, see who does better, then we could trash talk. Don't start trash talking. And then to the Wellesley's point, he was trash talking the guy before. I'm under 12. I tell my dad isn't coming and isn't just going to buy me jerseys every time I go to a game. If they're not, if they make it free, my dad's still not going to just let me get jerseys.
Yeah, and you know what? It's expensive. And if your dad brings you to the game, Zach, you tell him, thank you, Dad. I love you. My dad never brought me to the game as a kid. I brought my mom to her first game as, you know, a grown man. And, you know, going to the game is a privilege. Going to the game is a luxury that not all fans have. Actually, a small percentage of the actual fan base has. And as far as the back and forth, as far as the, you know, trash talking, there never will be peace. And, you know, a lot of what you're getting from Mets fans is pent-up aggression. I had, the cowbell man from the Bleacher Creatures, Milton, call in last night. He said, I want the Mets to win because they're like the Red Sox fans used to be, cursed, where maybe if they win, they'll leave us alone. Maybe if they feel what it feels like to be the champions and win the World Series, they'll get off our backs. We're not worried about them. Mets should go to their corner, Yankees to their corner, but we share the same land and the same radio station, the same everything. So it's tough, kid. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening to my show. 888-808-1019. We got a break. 9 o'clock coming up. 3 hours left. KM to AM returns right after this.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter. Such a
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. We'll be right back.